From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. In Iraq today, members of Muqtada al-Sadr's Shiite militia began handing over weapons to the interim Iraqi government. The arms collection is a crucial first step in a peace deal with the Mehdi Army, which has fought against American-led forces. U.S. and Iraqi officials hope the agreement will stick so they can focus attention on regaining control of more volatile Sunni areas. From Baghdad, NPR's Emily Harris reports.
There was no massive rush to turn in weapons today. Mehdi Army fighters drifted from the dirty streets of Baghdad's Sadr City neighborhood to collection points in ones and twos. Some carried rice sacks full of rocket launchers. 28-year-old Aziz Abid, skinny with a thin black beard, just came to find out what was going on. He stood at the door of a small, dark room right inside the gates of Baghdad's Al-Habibia police station. A police officer went over the list of prices: $120 for a mortar launcher, $50 for a Katyusha rocket. Some people left this station with thousands of dollars in their pockets. But Abid says money is not his motivation. He just does what Muqtada al-Sadr says to do.
We didn't come here for money. If Muqtada al-Sadr told us to give our weapons for free, we would do that. We are giving up our weapons to show that we keep our word.
He hopes the Americans will also keep their end of this peace deal and release some Mehdi Army members who are in jail. The room that Abid saw was piled with weapons, dozens of used mortar launchers in one corner, sniper rifles tossed casually in another. Iraqi National Guardsmen checked a couple AK-47 rifles that were turned in. Not as many weapons were collected by police today as Lieutenant Colonel Rashad, working on the program, would have liked. Still, he's convinced the five-day weapons buyback will be a success.
The people still afraid of coming here and deliver the weapons. Today they are going to hear that it's going to be smoothly and we are going to pay them. So by tomorrow, I hear that they are coming by tomorrow. Many people say that we are going to come tomorrow to get more weapons.
Outside, a police sergeant major showed off several rows of rockets, a few hand grenades, and one anti-tank mine, all lined up neatly on a small patch of grass. He wouldn't give his name, but was delighted with how the day had gone, believing this will help secure his country's future. In addition to his gray-green helmet, flak jacket, and ammunition vest, he wears a black ski mask he pulls over his face whenever he leaves the police station.
Because maybe some bad guys, he can't understand what I think for my country. And maybe he think he won't kill me. Maybe here, maybe beside my home, maybe with my family. Because he can't, I tell you, he can't understand everything about his country.
Everyone here seems a little bit scared. The streets are closed to traffic for at least 3 blocks around the station. The only reporters police would let in at first were from a U.S.-backed Iraqi television channel. Later, other journalists were allowed in, but when some started taking pictures, both Iraqi police and Mehdi Army members got mad. This peace agreement represents a change in tactics for Muqtada al-Sadr, who has led 3 major uprisings against U.S. forces. Interim Iraqi Prime Minister Iyad Alawi hopes it's a switch that will stick.
I hope it will hold. Nothing else is accepted. If it doesn't, then the government have to ensure whatever is necessary for the rule of law to prevail.
Alawi was speaking in Samarra, a Sunni Muslim town U.S. and Iraqi forces regained control of by force a week ago. Other areas where insurgents are active in Iraq are expected to be targeted for negotiations or military operations ahead of parliamentary elections scheduled for January. Today, rockets killed 2 U.S. soldiers in Baghdad, a suicide bomber killed a soldier and 2 civilians in Mosul, and Marines in the western town of Heat fought insurgents for 3 hours. Emily Harris, NPR News, Baghdad.